Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second, the center fielder, George Altman. Batting third, the left fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting fourth, the shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Art Schult. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Al Dark. Batting eighth, the catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dave Hillman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dave Hillman. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting second, the shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting third, the right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Rocky Nelson. Batting fifth, the catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Don Hook. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Dick Schofield. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Harvey Haddix. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Harvey Haddix. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a pop-up towards short. Groat settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman takes first base on ball four. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Altman moves to second. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult takes first base on ball four. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hook fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman hits a fly ball towards right. Clemente catches it and throws to first to double up Neiman. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Rocky Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Altman bunts towards the mound. Haddix fields it and throws to first for the out. Taylor moves to second. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon, who is chasing the ball. Thompson reaches third base with a triple. Taylor scores. It's 3-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon. Banks reaches second base with a double. Verdon throws the ball into Hoke, who tags Banks trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Thompson scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Cubs. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Schult hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schofield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Schult scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schofield for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon takes first base on ball 4. Bill Mazeroski pinch hits for Harvey Haddix. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Taylor fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Ron Klein pinch runs for Bill Mazeroski. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-1 in the game. Skinner hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Red Witt now pitching. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-1 in the game. Walls is called out on strikes. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. Dark hits a pop-up towards short. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Neiman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. Grote takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-1 in the game. Clemente is hit by the pitch. Grote moves to second. Rocky Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shult fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Shult. Groat moves to third. Clemente moves to second. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0 for 1 in the game. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Groat scores. Clemente moves to third. Nelson moves to second. One out. It's 4-1, Cubs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoke hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Clemente tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-2, Cubs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 1 in the game. Schofield hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walls. Schofield reaches second base with a double. Nelson scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Cubs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Verdon takes first base on ball 4. Red Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hillman strikes out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Altman hits a pop-up towards short. Groat settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 2 in the game. Skinner hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Groat hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thompson. Groat reaches second base with a double. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Clemente hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Groat scores. It's Cubs, 4, Pirates, 4. Bill Henry now pitching. Rocky Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nelson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-4, Pirates. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Burgess hits a pop-up towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hoke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry fires to first and picks off Hoke. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Banks strikes out. 1 out. Jim Marshall pinch hits for Art Schult. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a line drive into right field. Clemente picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Clemente. Thompson goes all the way around to score. Marshall moves to third. It's 6-5, Pirates. Herb Noren pinch hits for Lee Walls. Fred Green now pitching. Earl Averill pinch hits for Herb Noren. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Marshall scores. That run is unearned. It's Cubs, 6, Pirates, 6. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-2 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 6. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Marshall now playing first base. Earl Averill now playing left field. Bobby Thompson now playing right field. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Schofield hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Verdon strikes out. 2 outs. Fred Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Neiman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schofield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Green fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 6. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-3 in the game. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Groat takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Clemente hits a line drive into left field. Averill picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Averill. Groat goes all the way around to score. Clemente moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-6, Pirates. Rocky Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Nelson hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Burgess hits a pop-up towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nelson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Altman for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Cubs 6. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hoke strikes out. One out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Verdon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon. Averill reaches second base with a double. Don Eddy pinch runs for Earl Averill. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-3 in the game. Dark hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Jackson pinch hits for Cal Neiman. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 6. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.